Powwow Trail, bringing Minnesota powwows to you. Today we visit the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe celebrating their 48th annual traditional powwow. Host drums, Little Otter, Pipestone from LCO, Wisconsin. This is Powwow Trail.
Please rise, if you would, and remove your headgear as we bring the flags in. Little Otter, bring our dancers in, if you would. Our first grand entry here this afternoon, on a Saturday afternoon. It is beautiful, beautiful weather on the shores of the beautiful Mille Lacs.
Yeah. I'm sitting here today with a Mick from Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. He has been the MC since 1989. How did this event come to be?
Came to be when we opened up our first government center here on the Mille Lacs Reservation. We had a celebration back then about 48 years ago. And a lot of people came and attended, and the committee then decided, let's have another one next year. They decided to make it an annual powwow, so that's where it started.
And how does this powwow impact this community?
You know, it brings a lot of visitors in here, and we like to see that. It gives the band members, the Mille Lacs band members, a good opportunity to celebrate, to visit family and friends, and also to get out there and dance. A lot of their grandparents and great-grandparents used to dance, and they're keeping up that tradition. So, and it also helps with our casinos and things like that.
What purpose does this powwow have?
And again, the purpose of any powwow is to visit your friends and your relatives that you haven't seen for a long time, and invite other people, meet new friends. See, every reservation just about has powwows, homecoming celebrations, and that's what we do here. We visit our family and friends we haven't seen for a long time, because a long time ago in the 60s and 50s, a lot of our people moved out of here because there were no jobs. They went on the Indian relocation program to other states and also to Minneapolis and cities like that to find employment. And then when we have our powwow, everybody comes home and visits family again.
How did you get involved with this event?
Well, I started dancing at these powwows, these first powwows. And I started to MC probably back in 81 or 82, I can't remember. And pretty soon they asked me to come back time after time. And I haven't been the only MC. I mean, there was Chairman Art Gabo at the time. I used to MC powwows. I used to help him out. There was a Donnie Piwash. He used to MC for a while until he got sick. And I've been MCing here for about the past 15 years. There was a gentleman I used to admire in the 70s. He was an MC, and his name was Henry Greencrow. And I remember him, and I used to really watch him and how he did things. He was kind of my my mentor, but he didn't know it. And I liked his style, so you know, I'm not going to be a Henry Greencrow, but I'm going to, you know, announce the best I can. But he's the one that, he wouldn't know it, but he's the one that got me started, basically.
Well, me gooch to you, Mick.
All right, thank you. Have fun. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, audience, are you ready to watch it again? Pretty weak audience. Are you ready? All right, girls, Pipestone, double beat.
Oh,
spot picked out. Hey, give us an inner channel, then we'll get to the princesses. I'm going to turn the microphone back over to Mark over here. It's a peep gobble.
I'm sitting here with Deb, who's a spectator at the powwow today, and I'm going to ask her what brought her to this specific powwow.
Okay, hi. I have a friend that dances at this powwow, and she has for many years. And it's been kind of a long-time tradition that we come and stay at my friend's cabin in Mille Lacs, and we support the powwow and my girlfriend dancing.
What kind of dance does your girlfriend do?
Oh boy, you lost me there. Yeah, she's got jingles all over her. We go and buy the jingles with her. We help her, make her different costumes. So for sure, jingle. She's a senior citizen. She doesn't mind saying that. She's got this beautiful white long hair. I don't know what else to tell you about her. She comes out here. She just ended up in the first aid because it's so hot. Now she's going to get something to eat.
Is there anything else you'd like to comment on today? Any regalia you noticed or one of your best drum groups?
You know, I love the music. I was sitting there and being a rock and roll person, I was talking to my friends. I says, you know, I like it when I feel like they're going into a frenzy. You know, I hear them just beating really hard and they're screaming. I really like that, but I suppose that's got something to do with being a rock and roll. You know, I like it in that too. But also, we were talking about the sense of what I get here, and I just feel, okay, now, the beauty of the Native American story from start to, you know, present. I feel that it's not just about today that I'm here. I really feel a sense of the little bit that they've shared with us about their lives. And it that just makes me feel real warm to be in their presence. I have great respect for the Native American people.
Well, I give you a chi-mi-gwich for your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Powwow Trail has been made possible through a generous grant from the Legacy Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.